Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Becky Baker from STEM Spots, welcoming you to my CNES Women in STEM series. I am pleased to have Jonna Hederson with us today, and she is from JVEC here on the campus. She started out as a senior research scientist at the Jordan Valley Innovation Center, which is basically a research and development center here on campus. Now, JVEC has two main areas, one dealing with applied science and engineering, which is the one that she's working with, and the second one is a Center for Biological and Life Science. Now, Jonna has worked at the center for 13 years, and she's also now recently picked up a second position at the center, and I'm going to have her tell you a little bit about that. It's very different, but I will tell you that it takes all of her unique skills that she has and puts them together, and basically is looking at monitoring for different regulations that the state of Missouri as well as the federal government has set up. So with that, I certainly am pleased to welcome you to the program. And guys, I should tell you, I had her as a student a long time ago, and she still looks exactly the way she looks when I had her as a student. So thank you. Jonna, you want to tell us a little bit about what you do then at JVEC?
We are a research and development center, so a lot of what we do is in nanotechnology. Obviously, nanotechnology has become a really big deal here in the past few years. Everybody's wanting to try to make things smaller and work faster and stronger, and nanotechnology is one of the ways that you can do that. Nanotechnology is anything that works with nanoparticles that are like, you could fit about 20,000 of them across a piece of your hair, so.
I know when I was in high school many long years ago, we had, you know, was one of the things that we thought about we'd have in the future, and that's one of the things that we actually do have in the future now.
Yep.
Now, I know that what you do with the center that you're with does a lot with the technology in circuit boards, things like that. Can you tell us a little bit about why those nanotechnology particles are so good in circuit boards?
Well, nanotechnology, nanoparticles, they tend to be a little bit different in that nano level than they are in just regularly what you would see. Like silver acts a little bit differently in nano silver than it does is just silver. So we look at those different characteristics that those nanoparticles could have, and we go from there and say, oh, well, this works better, so let's go this way and build upon that.
Now, right now, a lot of what you're doing is basic research that may or may not actually have an application. Now, I know that it certainly does with the circuit boards, but do you see other possibilities for the nanotechnology in the future?
Oh, nanotechnology is really exploding now and is really getting into medicine and stuff like that as well. So I think we'll see, even now you see clothing with nanomaterials in it to help you stay dry. So I see nanomaterials in our future a lot.
Interesting. Okay, so now the second part of your position looks more at the monitoring following all the regulations that both the state and the federal government has put in place. Can you tell us a little bit about how you managed to do that with everything that's going on campus, as well as what exactly are you monitoring those regulations for?
I work for the Office of Research Administration as well, and from there I am the Biological Safety Officer and the Radiation Safety Officer here at Missouri State University, and I also coordinate the Animal Use Occupational Health and Safety Program. So those are a lot of areas to cover. So the radiation is pretty self-explanatory. We monitor all the radiation here on campus, which is very, very, very little. The biological stuff as well, anything virus or biological, we monitor, make sure that everybody's following those rules. And then any kind of project that has animals, that has rules and regulations as well. And so we follow that as well.
Now, am I correct in understanding that what you do with the animals is basically the OSHA regulations only now apply to the people that do indeed work with the animals here on campus?
We're more concerned. There's an IACUC committee that actually is concerned about what is being done with the animals, but we are more concerned about the people that are working with those animals and making sure that they are aware that of the zoonotic diseases that they could get from working with certain animals and all of the dangers that could be involved in working with those animals. Great. And how to keep themselves safe from that.
It's always nice to know there's somebody like you on campus doing that. So thank you, Donna, for joining us today. And thank you for those of you out there listening to us. We appreciate that. So this is Becky Baker for STEM Spots. Talk to you next time. And hey, you guys, have a wonderful day.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.